big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome to the See You Sunday podcast, your weekly dose of honest, real, and relatable conversations that feel like catching up with your closest friend. I'm your host, Jasmine, and here we explore all things personal growth, lifestyle, wellness, girl talk, and everything in between. Tune in every Sunday and walk away with a full soul, fresh motivation, and inspiration to carry you through your week. Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode here on See You Sunday, or if you're new here, welcome. So I'm so excited to be back on the mic after taking a few weeks off. If you follow me on Instagram or if you keep up with my YouTube vlogs, then you know I spent the last 2 weeks back in my hometown, which was amazing. I will get into that a little bit more later in today's episode. But first, I want to get into today's episode. So originally, I had a completely different topic planned for this week's episode. I was working on a really fun summer-themed episode all about my summer ins and outs, my bucket list and everything that I'm just excited for in this season, which is still coming, don't worry, but I felt really called to put this episode out first. With it being halfway into 2026, I felt like now was the perfect time to do a little mid-year check-in, have a little pep talk, and have a conversation that hopefully inspires us to reset, refocus, and do the things that we set out to do at the beginning of the year. And trust me when I say this pep talk is just as much for me as it might be for you. And if you're sitting here thinking, how are we halfway through the year? Or if you're freaking out because you haven't made as much progress as you would have liked to, or if you're feeling like it's too late to make this year count, this episode is definitely for you. Again, my intention for today's convo is just to inspire you to get up, get moving, reconnect with your goals, reset your life, realign, do whatever you need to do to make the rest of this year count. We still have 6 months left of 2026, and believe me when I say, a lot can happen in 6 months. So I really hope that you enjoy today's conversation. And if you do, I would so appreciate if you could rate, give the podcast a 5-star review, or send this episode to anyone who you think may also need today's pep talk and need a little motivation in their life. But I really hope that you enjoy. Without further ado, let's go ahead and get into it. So as always, before we get into the bulk of today's episode, I have to share my Sunday sip of the week, which is where I share my high and low from the previous week. So my high from these past few weeks was definitely going back to my hometown and spending time with my family and friends. When I tell you, this was definitely one of my favorite trips that I've taken back home. I got to spend so much quality time with my family. I got to see so many friends that I hadn't seen in a minute, and I just had the best time while I was there. I almost did not want my trip to end, which is very rare. Don't get me wrong, I love like going back home and spending time with family and friends, but I do get to a point during my trip where I'm like itching to get back to Arizona. I'm itching to get back into my routine and back to my life in Arizona, but this trip was different. I did not feel that way at all. My trip did exactly what it needed to do. It refreshed my soul, it motivated me, it filled my cup up, and a great start to summer, even though technically summer hasn't officially started yet. But if you ask me, summer's already here. But yeah, it was a great trip, great start to the summer. And then as far as my low, I would say it was definitely getting sick towards the end of my trip. I caught a cold. When I came home, I was expecting to kind of like hit the ground running, get back into my routine. And that's not at all how this past week went, because I was still recovering from travels, but also being sick, which did not love that for me. But one thing about being sick is it reminds me how much I should appreciate when I am feeling good. Thankfully, we're feeling a lot better. But those are my highs and lows from these last few weeks. And now I want to get into the bulk of today's episode, which, as you guys know, we're doing a little mid-year check-in. We're resetting, realigning, doing what we need to do to make the rest of this year count. So I'm not sure how this year has been for you so far, but for me, this year has looked very different than it usually does. So typically, I start the new year full swing. I'm very focused. I'm feeling very productive. I'm checking things off my to-do list, and I'm really in a grind mode. And then when summer rolls around, I naturally start to fall off a bit. I travel more, I spend more time with friends, and I just am having more fun. I'm not really focused on like my goals. But this year has been the complete opposite of that. The first half of 2026 was definitely a much slower start. My focus for the first half of this year wasn't necessarily on doing more or being productive or hitting the ground running. It was about getting clear on what I want, who I want to be, what matters to me, spending time with friends and family, traveling, resting, and just getting my mind and my soul right. As you get older, especially when you hit your 30s, you begin to question everything in your life and so many things begin to change. I mean, I'm only 31, but I feel like so much of what I used to value has shifted recently. My priorities are different now. I care about different things. So I'm really glad that I took the first half of this year a little bit slower. I've been asking myself things like, what do I want to create? What do I want to change? What do I want to be different by the end of this year? That's personally like how the first half of this year has gone for me and where I am now and kind of my focus for the rest of this year. If the first half of this year hasn't gone the way that you imagine, maybe you lost focus along the way or life has been lifing and, you know, completely knocked you off course, I would love for you to consider this your invitation to reset and refocus. You don't have to wait until next Monday, next month, or wait until summer is over. You can choose to reset and refocus and realign yourself for the rest of this year right now. And I have some tips that I want to share with you that I think will be helpful to help you like reset and refocus. But before we get into that, I want to say that being back home gave me a lot of space to think about my life, my future, what I truly want for myself. And during that trip, I had a very, very honest conversation with myself. And I'm going to tell you exactly what I told myself because I don't know who else might need to hear this. But what I had to be honest with myself was the fact that I have not been giving it my all. Granted, the first half of this year was a slower start for me, and that was intentional. But at the same time, I know that there is so much more that I could be doing for myself. And it's not because I'm lazy. It's not because I've been doing nothing. I've actually been doing a lot of like internal work. So it hasn't been because of that, but it's because I've been getting in my own damn way. And I think a lot of us do. And I think a lot of you can relate when I say, I know what I want. I'm very clear on what I want for myself, and I know exactly what I need to do to get there. But I spend so much time overthinking and planning and researching and waiting for the perfect moment when deep down I know that I just have to take that next step. And that's the mindset that I've shifted into for the rest of this year, is to stop overthinking, over planning, over researching, and start taking more action. Even if you don't feel ready, just take one step every single day. That's going to get you closer to where you want to be. And I'm here to remind you, you have 6 months left in this year. And regardless of what you do or don't do, those 6 months are going to pass by anyways. So the question is, what are you going to do with this time? Something that I've been doing is thinking about where I could be 6 months from now if I gave myself 6 months of consistency, 6 months of showing up, 6 months of keeping promises to myself and choosing to take action that gets me closer to my future self or the life that I want for myself. This isn't about being like perfect or super productive or never having fun or living your life. If you're new here, by the way, we're all about balance here. I am not a black and white type of person. I believe in balance with everything that I do. For me, it's not about creating a perfect life. It's about creating a full, well-balanced life. But with that being said, I do think there's something really powerful about deciding that you're done wasting time, you're done with the excuses, and you're done getting in your own way. And for me, that's exactly what these next 6 months are about. I want to see what happens when I I fully commit to myself. So that's my little pep talk for you to hopefully re-inspire you to reset, refocus, and just get back on track and make the most of this year. Again, this is not about being perfect or never having fun, not enjoying your summer, not living life. It's just about consistency and sticking to it for 6 months and seeing what can happen when you do. Before we end off today's episode, I do have some tips that I think will be helpful in helping you reset, refocus, and realign for the rest of this year. And my first tip is to get really, really honest with yourself. Like I said, when I was back home, I had a lot of time to think and I had to have really honest conversations with myself, and that really helped me get my mind right, get clear on what I need to work on, where I can improve, and what I need to do. I think it starts with getting honest with yourself. What hasn't been working this year? Where can you do better? Where have you been slacking? Where have you been making excuses or getting in your own way? Have you made any progress on any of your goals? And where can you improve, basically? Just being very honest without judgment. It's just about being honest so you can then know what the next steps are and recommit to your goals, which is my second tip. Recommitting to the goals that you set for yourself at the beginning of the year, checking in to see which goals still feel aligned, which goals have changed. Like I said, I feel like as you get older, things change really quickly in terms of priorities and values and goals, and the things that you used to think were important might not be important to you now, which is why I think it's important to check in with yourself often, because especially when you hit your 30s, everything just begins to change, and for the better in my opinion, but nonetheless, it's important to check in, recommit to your goals, add new goals, take away goals, whatever you need to do. And then my third tip is to create weekly action steps that you know are going to bring you closer to your goals. So one thing that I've been doing this year, and I think I talked about this during like the beginning of the year, but I am following like the 12-week method. Part of the 12-week method is that you create weekly action steps that are going to bring you closer to your goals. And I've been doing this and it's been so helpful in holding me accountable and actually seeing progress towards my goals. And to kind of like break it down even smaller, in addition to creating weekly action steps, I also create daily action steps. So that's my next tip, is every day I ask myself, what can I do today to bring me one step closer to where I want to be? And I find this really helpful because sometimes when you're thinking about the bigger goal or you're thinking about the whole year, it can feel really overwhelming. And I know that when I get overwhelmed, start to self-sabotage by not wanting to do anything at all, and I feel paralyzed. And breaking it down into smaller actionable steps that I can do on a daily basis has really helped me with that. So creating weekly action steps and then asking myself every day, what can I do today that will bring me closer to where I want to be? And then my next tip is just reminding yourself, you know, what can happen if I do decide to dedicate the next 6 months to changing my life, and just giving yourself that mental motivation whenever you find yourself kind of losing focus and forgetting about the bigger picture, just mentally reminding yourself what can happen. And then my last tip, it might sound counterproductive, but it's to still have fun and still live your life during this process. As I mentioned earlier, I am all about balance. I am not an all or nothing kind of person anymore. For me, that's just not sustainable or realistic for my life. And I find that I am able to keep going and be consistent for a longer period of time when I do allow myself to still enjoy life, do the things that I love and that make me happy, and live my life and have fun and travel and spend time with friends and family and do all that, instead of treating this process as like a military boot camp. And maybe for some people that works, but for me, it just doesn't work for my lifestyle. And so I am way more productive. I'm way more inspired. I have so much more momentum to keep going and for longer periods of time. So if that sounds like you too, definitely recommend having a balanced approach when it comes to this process. That's what's been helpful for me, so maybe it'll be helpful for you. But anyways, you guys, that is all I have to say for today's conversation. I really just wanted to give this pep talk to get the girls going, to get you up and doing what you need to do to make the rest of this year count. I've said this more than once already, but I'm going to say it one more time. You have 6 months left of 2026. Do you know how much can change in just 6 months? And regardless of what you do or don't do, that time is going to pass anyways. So what are you going to do with that time? That is all I have to say. I really hope that you enjoyed today's conversation. If you did, you already know what to do. As always, I will see you Sunday.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.